patches of yak health start with something in the Betzim toward the end. It says, that he made the Eskale Achotze, that he made everything Eskale Achotze, it says, Es Amudeho, Es Amudov, Es Adoneho. That when they made the Kale Achotze, the walls around the Chotze, they made the Amudim, and they made the Adonim. So, the Lashon Mitzad, Dikduk is very close to each other. Rashi says, Amudov is Lashon Zohar, Adoneho is Lashon Nekev. In other words, Mitzad, what it's reflecting, is the Chotze Amudov, or it's Losh Zohar, or is it Adonai Losh Nekeva? So Rashi says, Hari Chotze Kori Kan Losh Zohar Losh Nekeva, Chen Vorm Harbi, that you have things that are called different things. Shabbos is called, Tehir is called Zohar Nekeva. But Kepanim Dovah Zohar Medar Sheni, that in the Pasuk we should have, the Chotze specifically has a Tzad in itself that's Nekeva, and a Tzad in itself that is Zohar. And I'd like to understand it in the Amudim, in the Adonim especially. In the beginning of the parasha, before you have Vayim Aleim, Vayechal Moshe is called Asma Yisrael, Vayim Aleim, Eilo Advarim Ashetziva Hashem Lasis Oisom. These are the things that Kashbok said to do. Sheish is Yomim to Osem Locho, Vayim Ashvi Yelachem, Kodesh Shabbos Shabbos Hashem, Oisom Locho Yimus. So the first thing of the parasha is Shabbos. Lechura, it goes against the pasuk that we thought. It says these are the things that Kosh said lasis, and Shabbos is the first one. There's no din of lasis in Shabbos. Shabbos is what you don't do. It says you shouldn't do. Kola oisa bei melacha yumas. It says if I chalak lasis because shabbos kim lasis, that Shabbos is when things stop doing. In other words, till now everything was things that shabbos kim lasis. And now these things are not lasses. And here, kilo on the parasha, it's going lasses. It's immediately followed by Shabbos. The Bashup Shad is that's going right on the things of the Mishkan. But it's strange that it's going dafka on this, especially for the because the parasha of Mishkan you have an introduction later by Genya by Yemen Moshe God Dafkei So Leimer Zadav Shnatzio Hashem Leimer. It's strange that the lasses should be on Shabbos, which is in Yom of Natli. There's a pasuk it's in Shir Hashirim, in the Medrash Shir Hashirim, very much at the beginning. It says on a pasuk, "Dova acha chazisi ish moher b'mlachtei." Shlomo Melech says, "I saw somebody who was very, very capable, somebody who was very efficient, capable worker." That's the psicha to Shir Hashirim is. That Shlomo Melech said, "Mishle Chazisi Ishmar B'Mlachtel and Lochim B'Siatzov," and so on. So, the one of the inyanim that Chazal list as being part of this inyan is Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So it says, "Reb Yach Yoimer, Habayis Asher Yibayim Ein Sivkan." In the pasuk in Melachim, it doesn't say they built the bayis, but it says, "Elav Habayis Bihi Bonoisay." As the house was being built, me'elov ha'yinivna, it was built by itself. Shneim ba'evan shleima masim nivna. Boni ein ksivkan alo nivna. Melamed it says that the evan would carry itself. Ve'nitna gabe adimus, and it would put itself on the place it's supposed to be. Amarav al titmal zeh. Ma'ksiv lahalon it says ve'hisis evan chadav v'sumas al pumgabo. It says there was a stone that they put by Daniel. It says in Bavel they put another stone on it. It says Kavoni is the Bavel. There are no stones. Elements are so powerful on the show. Ravuna says Malach Yorad with Musa Rishalevin and so on. So Lemaisa, it says that it was built by itself. So how does that fit into the pasuk? The pasuk is Chazisi Ish Moyer B'Mlachta. I saw somebody who was extremely good and efficient at the work he's doing. If it was Nivnes Me'atzmoy. Then what was good about it? Secondly, the Zohar over here adds that he brings the same inyan pretty much in the similar words, and the Zohar says v'chein b'chol avida de kedisha. Anything, any avodas hakodesh is nase me'atzmo me'elo. I mean, what's the mile of it? L'chura, you're taking away. I mean, people are supposed to do mitzvahs. People are supposed to do dvarim for the kedusha, and the milah is that they do it. What's the milah that things are nasim elov and avida the kedusha? This is by us. In Kudei, the same, it just adds v'chein b'chol avida the kedusha. It's nasim elov. The simple things by Meir, that's nasim elov. But I upon him, why is it nasim elov? I mean, mitzvahs we're supposed to do, and yet the it's kilu a shvach on the person that is ish marbam lachtei that's able to do it. At least by the Menorah it says that niskasha Moshe Rabbeinu, but here it doesn't. They also ask by Moshe Rabbeinu, if it's niskasha, why do you have to go through the whole parasha and teach it if sahako it was done by itself? There's a mechulta here that says kol meshava shabbos achas kitikuna malo vakosuf kiilu shama shabbosus miyim shabbos shemalomay ad shichi amesim. The mechulta says that if somebody keeps shabbos kiil chosay, it's as if he kept shabbos from the day the world was created till kiyas amesim. So obviously we're talking about somebody who's not mechal shabbos, or somebody that either did tshuva. Or the pshat is he was nichshol in small pratim and it wasn't quite right because of shkoga, and therefore if you do one Shabbos, it's kilo shama kol shabbos. But what kind of mile is it? You don't find it really by any other. I mean, Chazal asks it from a pasuk. It says lasis haShabbos deiraisim, that the asiyah of Shabbos is deiraisim. But you don't find it by any other mitzvah that if somebody puts on tefillin once. I mean, there is a musik of kakafta lemanach tefillin. That at least once it's mafkiyim from karkafka. But it's not, it doesn't say any place if you put on full once, it's because you put on rest for all your life. By Shabbos, there's a maila in holding one Shabbos that it's ke'ilu, he was mekayim all Shabboses from Bria Sayyum till now. So, in Shabbos, wherever you grab onto it, you grab onto all of it. It needs to be understood what's the meaning of that. So let's take a little bit, let's go into the Indian where we started from, with the Chatzera, with the Chatzera, with Adoneha, and Yisaydoysav, and by the Kilei Chatzera, the Amudav, and Adoneha. The difference between the Lashon Zach and Lashon Nekeva is in two oases. One is Vav, Lashon Zach is a Vav, Amudav, and Hey is Lashon Nekeva. It's true law. That's without law. That's the loy and law. The difference is one is a vav, one is a hey. That's the two oisius of Zoch and Nekeva. The last two oisius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, is a vav and a hey. Let's take a look at the tchuna of each of the oisius, and we'll try to understand a little bit more the teichn of the inyan, if we understand a little bit more about the tchuna of the two oisius. The Ois Vav, the Zohar says, we said over a few times, it says by the Shlichim, the Meraglim, that Yeshua sent, that they told her that she should put an Ois Emes onto the window, onto the doorway, and they won't touch it when they come to conquer Yericho. So the Zohar says, what's the Ois Emes? The Ois Emes is Vav. Vav is the Ois Emes. In what sense is Vav the Ois Emes? What's the tchun of Vav that it's an Ois Emes? So one of the inyanim of the Emes, Chazal describe a lot about different tchunas of Emes, and one of them in the slichas that we say Erev Rosh Hashanah, one of the slichas in is about Emes, and it brings all the Chazal about the Tchunas of Midas Emes. One of the Tchunas of Midas Emes, it says, is that the Aleph and the Mem and the Tav are very far apart. It's basically the beginning to the middle to the end. The continuity of Emes, the continuity of something makes it Emes. Those in Yanim that last forever, if I try and analyze the tchunis of something, if I try to analyze what properties of something are intrinsic to it and what properties are not intrinsic to it. So for instance, if I take a pencil and I say, I have a yellow pencil, I have a blue pencil. Somebody else has a green pencil. There's an outside. I mean, the painting outside is green or yellow or whatever. That is obviously a tchuna that's not bechlal intrinsic to it. So you can't say that this is the real, this is the reality of a pencil. This is the emes of mahus of a pencil. Somebody else, the pencils are made out of lead, out of graphite. That's a normal, that's the normal thing to use. Somebody can come along, and it pretty much is standard. But someone could come along with another material and make something as effective or quite effective, and that could become a pencil. So the fact that you have graphite in the middle is not, that's not the pencil. If somebody makes something that doesn't erase, it stops being a pencil and it becomes a pen. So the difference between the marker of what's the emes, what's the teichen, is that which cannot be nifsak. The reason why it can't be nifsak, it's not because it has a property of nitzchis to it, but if you were to change that thing, then the whole thing would disappear. That is the tchuna of emes. Emes means if this is the thing, then changing it caused everything to collapse. It's not shayach that I could, there could be even thinking of a hefsek, if it's possible to imagine a hefsek. Just like, for instance, the middle muscle we gave. Graphite can be exchanged for different material that might give the same results. So even though graphite is very convenient, but it's possibly mafsekit because there could be something else. That's not the definition of a pencil. The initial pencil is that it's erasable, so then if I find something else that's not erasable, then the reason why it can't be a pencil is because it's be'etzem not what I'm talking about. So the tchuna of emes, that it's continuous, that it's from the beginning to the middle to the end, it's not just a property of emes that it happens to last long. Spas emes tikkun la'ad means that the mitzvah, if it can be nifsat, that it's not intrinsic, but it's slapped on. And the melech chasu in emes. So the ois vav is the ois emes in a lot of different ways. First of all, it is the letter that, it's a straight line of vav, which means it goes from top to bottom. To ilu, it goes all the way through from top to bottom. It's not only a chelik, but it's something that's nimshach from lemayel lemata, one. Secondly, the fact that Vav has no hispashtus to it. It doesn't add on anything to it. A chaf also goes from top to bottom, but it has another piece that goes from side to side. Emes is something that's just the very nekuda itself, and Vav is kilu and nekuda looking from the top that goes straight down. If a person were to drill straight down, it's a Vav, and which is a nekuda that goes straight down. In the use of the language also, Vav is the ois of hemshech. It's what tells me, and it's the lashon of continuity, and the meila, that's the mitzias of the ois vav. So the ois vav is characterized as emes, and the meila expresses it in a lot of different ways. We just took two or three in Yanam just to help us visualize where it is in ois vav that is emes. But the mitzias of emes is something that has no hefsek. It's nimshach, and it's the mitzias itself. The ois hay is almost the exact opposite. The ois hay has nothing in the middle. It's kol kulei amakim ki'ilu. The nekuda in the middle is hollow, waiting for to be filled. A test, for instance, has something in the middle. But the ois of hay is something that has, it's kol kulei waiting for a mili. That is the ois of hay. Samach is also like that, but it's a different Indian, why not samach? But after Panim, Hey is the, I mean, let's say that the first place that Samach is written is by Vatizgur, by the Tzela, when he made the Isha. Samach also has some association with the Keva, but I thought the Ace Hey always is flush in the Keva. It's almost the opposite of the Vav. It's Kol Kuloi, the whole middle area is waiting for something, and its lines are all a perimeter around the middle. I want to speak a little bit about that because that's the food I want to talk about. The ois hay, there's a famous word of Balam Musa. It says, "Hischuli Pesach shel machat, v'ani eftach lachem Pesach." That even wagons and caravans and so on will be able to go through. So the Pashto meaning of Pesach Shel Macha is that it's very, very small. It's as small as the eye of a needle, and the Chiddush is that Nafilah HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to bring through wagon loads and so on. The Balei Musi used to say, Nevarit used to say, what's unique about the hole of a needle is that as small as it is, but its walls are made out of steel, and it doesn't collapse. If you make a hole in the ground, it fills up very rapidly. If you make a hole in the sand, it just falls apart. If you make a hole in wood, it's not that strong. In steel, if you make a hole as small as this, but that hole stays clear all the time. So the Baal Musan, I think it was Nevarit, what you say, Piskul Pesach Shel Machat, it could be as small as a needle, but it has to be as tough as a needle. That the perimeter around it has to be very, very strong. So in the Ois Hay, its Metzias lies in the perimeter of it. Its lines are in the perimeter of it, holding on not to let the outside sort of come in. The Midah of Hay that Chazal speak about is Yira. The Midah of the Makabel is always Yira. The Midah of the for instance, the Emoyus Akhtashas, if you take a look, the others were always the ones that did something. They were the active. The Emoyus kept out the bad. Sarah throughout Ishmael, Yitzchak, Rivka throughout Esav, Leah and Rachel helped Yaakov get rid of love. They told him we're and they left. That was the Metzias of the Koyach of the Nekeva is always in filtering out and not letting the Ra seep in. Even in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, you had that the Adonim and the Amudim had the same tzura of a Hay and a Vav. In other words, the Adonim were the Chudash of Machat Kilu, they were a hole in the ground, they were the base. The Adonim were the base for the Amudim. They created a base in metal. The Adonim, the name Adnus is Meramis to the Midah. The name Aleph Dalet Nun and Yud of the Baruch Hu is the Midah of Yira. So the pasuk, "V'Madonim Ani Ayei Meiroi." If I'm an Odin, why aren't you scared of me? Kein Avodim Ayad Beinehem. The Yachas to an Odin is one of Yira. Avos to Bonim, Bonim to Avos is Avin, and the Midah of an Eved. The Yachas of an Eved to Odin is Yira. So the Adonim are the Midah of Yira, and that is like the square box with a hole in the middle. The Amudim fit into it and they stand in it. That is the Yachas of the two. But let me try to, I'd like to explain it on one more step mitzad its ramification, mitzad its mitzias. If a person does not have a kli kibul for someone else's inyanim, for instance, someone tells me something, I'm not interested in listening, it's not relevant to me, I don't like the person, I don't respect the person, whatever, my yachas to him is that I'm not really kli kibul, then the thing itself will not last, because it's like trying to stick a stick into ground that's either too hard, too tough, like trying to stick a stick into a rack, or into ground that's very soft and just falls apart. If it has no makom, or let's say I have a daitan kalas. I'm the type of person that have a kaldas. So I listen, I respect the person that tells me, I know he's telling me what he's telling me is right, and I really like the change. It has no achizah though. I have no das that can hold anything. So if it's a, like we spoke last week about das, and we'll mention it again. If das is the place where something is nitfas, if it's das kalas, if I'm a kaldas, so I'm saying that it goes in, but it doesn't stick anything. So one mokoim hepsid is when mitzad de mekabel, there's no mitzias of tfis or achiza, either because it's resisting it or because it's collapsing and it doesn't have any power to hold on to it. Me'idach gisa. Let's say somebody tells me something, and I'm willing to, let's say I myself have come up with an idea of how to help myself, what to do for myself. I feel I have a problem, I think about it, and I come up with a solution. The solution itself carries the same restriction that I do. If I don't have a big das, if I'm not a big bar das, then my solution, the solution cannot be better than I am, by definition, because it's my metzias. The solution comes from within the metzias, and that's what I'm stuck with. So there's no makom to go higher than myself if I'm a self-made person. If I'm a self-made person, I'm only myself. The only echetimtze to be shayach to something higher than me is to grab onto something that is bigger than me. So I need both inyanim from me. On the mitzad echad, I need to grab onto something that's outside of me, somebody, something that's one side. On the other hand, I need a kli kibble in my metzias to be shayach with. I need a kli kibble that I'm willing to take that. For instance, let's say a person is working, he's a worker, and he's working for someone who's an engineer. I'm a person that does the fixtures, and I'm the Baal Melacha, but I don't understand anything about building. If I have complete confidence and Ratzon to be shayach to the person that's building it, to the engineer, so whatever he tells me I do, so I can build something that's way bigger than me. I could never build a building. I have the hands to do it, but I don't have the seichel to understand how to do it or where to go with it. I don't know where I should put this and where I should put the beams and where I should put the columns and what should hold what. But if I do everything that he tells me, then I become part of a mitzvah that's much bigger than myself. That is that combination. So the chibur of these two inyanim, the chibur of a hey and a vav, the chibur of a makabel and a mashpia, that chibur produces something that the emes can go all the way. It's nitzchi mitzad. If the person that's being mashpia on me is nitzchi, or his das is ein soif, and so on, and I'm a willing makabel for that whole metzias, then it goes as far as that metzias goes, and it's forever. So I need to be a clean makabel for as much as I want to be makabel, and the only way I can be beyond myself is if I'm makabel from someplace else, and if the mashpia is police safe, then the makabel is police safe. That is the chibur of these two inyanim. So you have a chibur of two inyanim of a mashpia and a mushpa, where the pshat is the mushpa becomes a chelek. He gets the milas of the mashpia in the whole way, all the way, because there's the shutfas between a koyach kabbalah and a mashpia that's royal attack. So in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to us, you have our we're mekablim, and that's the adonim, and the yachas, the midah for that is yira, because yira. Yira describes where a person is not. Like we've spoken a lot of times, the midah of yira is my feeling of inadequacy and what I'm missing. That is the midah of Kabbalah, and the metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is avav. It's ois emes. It's all the way through from beginning to the end. That becomes the metzias I can latch on. So in the chotzer, in the maila of the kloya chotzer, the kaliya chotzer were what separated chutz and pnim. All the other kalim are kalim for that are inside the chotzer, they're inside the mishkan. The kalim, the kloya chotzer was what divided kodesh from chol, what divided mishkan to non mishkan. It was the dividing line between Hashpah v'Yonim to what Tachtonim are. In a sense that the whole Chotzer itself was such a metzias of a Kli Kibul. And the Kalim were immediately for that Kli Kibul. So what creates that environment is a combination of two. You have the Adonim, which are Lashon HaKeva. The Chatzah itself has a Lashon HaKeva Mitzad Da'adonim. That creates the Kli Kibul for Adnus. That's where a person perceives a Kashkoch as an Adonim. And the person perceives himself either Im Adonim and Yayim Moirah. This is where Koyach Yira is. What the Adonim do is they create a Chudesh L'Machad. They create a hole for something to be chal, but a very firm hole, a hole made of metal, and it's a chudesh l'machad. It's called kulei kli kibul. And then there's the amudim, which is a pin of avav, and it's hashpah from lemala and so on and so forth. That's the pshat in Chazal, that everything that the Mishnah built itself, and everything, and it says, the Zohar says, the Balei Melacha started it, and then it was Nasim Me'elov, Nibnis Me'elov. And like it says, everything should be Kedusha, is like it says, Habayis Behibon Noisoi, and it's very hard not to hear the hey of Hibon Noisoi, and the Zohar says, everything should be in Kedusha, everything that's Kedusha should be Kedusha, has the same Maila. And the Mela, it happens by itself. So Luchur, it's not the Pshat. So the Pesha Pshat is Kilu. It's Menachem us that even though it's a very hard work and it's very difficult, but still it's something that should be, you know, you do a little bit, that Pesha Pshat will help you complete the rest. That's a very flat Pshat. That's very, it's very surface. The deeper meaning is, any davishah b'kedusha, if it's all my work, then it's only as big as me, and it's as small as me. And where I finish, that finishes. If I write something, I can only write as big as I am. My machshavas, my feelings, and that's it. It's limited. The top limit of what I can produce when I write something is as big as me. It can't be bigger than myself. If I have a shrah of ruach hakodesh, like kisra hakodesh, that are written Ruach HaKodesh. If it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if Moshe is Yoshev and Kosek like a Sefer with Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eshkina, then what I write can be as big as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As big as Ruach HaKodesh, as big as the Pekina of Moshe, that's as big as it can be. So B'meila, any Davash of Kedusha, if I build it myself completely, it's only limited to myself, and that's it. If I create the Metzias where I need it, if I create the Shtekis fit, and it's Behibanoise, then it's as big as the one that built it. That's how big it is. The Hey Banoise, it's with the Hey that I put in over there, is where I allow it to, it's because I put in the Shtekis to be Shaya for something bigger than me, that's why it builds itself, and it's as big as the one that's building it. It's interesting. Of the Kalim and the Mishkan, only the Meirat, by the Meirat says that he threw it in and was made by itself. On the Meirat it says that HaKadosh Baruch was Menachem Aaron Shalchot Chayim Le'olam, that the Meirat will be eternal. The Ramban speaks over there, where is it, the Maisa, when the Mishkan was Chayim, that also went into Golas and so on. Fine, the Ramban gives his Teretz. Of all the yanim that was kaim la'olam, the only thing that was kaim la'olam was the Meira, because that's the only thing that was a pchina of the Ibanoisei inside the Mishkan, and that's why the Neskasha Moshe was the keilu his darga, his wanting to be it was Moshe Rabbeinu's rutzen to build it. And that's keilu preparing the groundwork. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have sent the menorah package, then it's worthless, because it doesn't have an adonim where to fit into. It doesn't fit into anything. When it's niskasha Moshe, and he was misyagea and mishtoikik fit, and he couldn't have it, that was the perfect adonim for the amud of menorah. And that's why, since menorah had that similar thing of ribanoisei, it's at the keilim. That's why there's a pchina for chokai and laila. That it's something that has Shaykh Lai, whatever pchina it is later. The Metzius of Shabbos is a Metzius that is Shaykh to the same Indian. the Shabbos is a time of Asiya in the same sense as Shabbos is where the person himself is a makabel. He doesn't do anything. That's one part of it. He doesn't do anything because he's a makid HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. In Shabbos, what a person is mekayim in Shabbos is he dehers the asiya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The sheishes yomim also of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is betzim, I mean, the pshat kipshutai of Shabbos is it's a edus on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's bria of the world, and b'meila the person is made on Kadosh Baruch Hu's asiya, and that means in the person's own not doing, the person that has a Kadosh Baruch Hu's doing, ashabarli kim lasses. The person that has the inyanim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world, lasses. So you have the same mahalach of these two inyanim in Shabbos as well. And Chazal, it's interesting. Chazal, the Gemara in Yevamos Darshins, that why does it say the Shabbos is hukash to Mishkan, ma Shabbos yetam is yorei to Mikdash. Shabbos b'yatam is yorei from Shabbos, but from the person that gave Shabbos, from the one who gave Shabbos. So too in the Mikdash, not yorei from the Mikdash, but from the person who gave the Mikdash, from the one who gave the Mikdash. The Shabbos has a kind of yorei to it as well. It says, l'mashal, Amos by Amoritz, it says, Amos Shabbos Olam. And Amoritz is not choshet to be Meshach on Shabbos, because Amos Shabbos Olam. It says, I think Hashem B'yachoy says his mother was crazy, she wasn't well, and he would tell her, Ima, it's Shabbos, we start talking things that were wrong, were not to say that, and he would tell her, Shabbos day, and she kept quiet. Shabbos has in itself the pechina of Yira in one side of it. On the other side of it, Shabbos becomes the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that the Bria is the Maisei Hashem, becomes Nisgala through Shabbos. So in the makom where we don't do, and that's in every not doing, I mean, the Ramban says every leisa says are all from the sherish of yira. Shabbos is the hamurus of leisa say. Skili, you can't get more hamur, and the whole metzias of Shabbos is the iser of asiyah. It's leisa say kol malacha. That is what Shabbos is. So Shabbos is the loisaseh kol malacha. It's that's where our Shabbos is, and what we deher in Shabbos is a shabur lekim lasses. We deher the asiyah of Shabbos. That's the pshat in the Chazal, that if a person is shomer one Shabbos, he's able to. It's as if he kept all the Shabboses from the beginning of the Bria till Seif Kala, till Tfias HaMeisim. It's a very strange Bria. Like, how does a person do? I mean, what's the shaykhus of one to the other? You did this mitzvah, it's wonderful, but when you find that one mitzvah, the teretz is when you do a meisa, you're limited to what you're doing. And the meila, the person puts on tefillin, and he's the kind tefillin to tikkunei. That's a wonderful thing. That's a prat of echos, and it's a malach echos. That's what he did. When a person does any other mitzvah, so whatever he did, that's what he accomplished. That's his ma'aseh. Shabbos, in the global sense, is where the person stels a chutzut to the hashpura of Elyonim. He stops doing his own, not because this is the makom for chalos of hashpura from Elyonim. It's a very big difference. He's doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an extra portion for Shabbos. It's the Shabbos, it's where we deher the asiyah from the mal. That's in Shabbos we deher the lasos of the 6 days. So the meila, the person stels a chutzut to everything. Shabbos is one long thread because the metzias. Since Shabbos is the ultimate vav, since Shabbos is the ois emes. It's where a person can deher. If you hop onto the vav any place, you pull the whole vav with you. Any place that you hop onto something that's continuous, by definition, you have everything. So in the place where we have such a mahalach of kulei hemshich, then wherever a person will hop on, he doesn't have the chance to hop on everything. That is the pshat in Chazal about Shabbos, that it's like one long hemshich. There's another inyan in Shabbos that you find in another tzad of Shabbos that parallels it. It says that of the midas, and we spoke about das, and I want to use bimamshik and put it here. Das is the makom chibur of Olyan Tachtonim, that's what we spoke about last time, which means that in the metzias of das is where a person will geher the thing. And it'll be, it's where the two elam is crossed. That's what we spoke about last time. I want to add a shtickle to it in what we're saying this week. If you tell a person something, if a person does something without understanding why he's doing it, he's doing it, I don't know, out of habit, out of rote, out of fear, out of social pressure, that will not have any kiyum whatsoever. It'll last and it'll peter out, because it's not yearning from the seichel. A person does something that he understands, but that understanding hasn't crossed over into the over the threshold of the person, his lave, his reflexes, his instincts. It's kind of a noble thing to do, and the person can explain to me why it's so noble, wonderful, but it hasn't yet taken root. Not in his heart, not in his body. It's an idea that, you know, you talk to a person and he agrees with you 100% it's the right thing to do. He really thinks so. But to do doesn't just take knowing that it's right in theory. It has to become something that's part of your hands, your feet. A person can become convinced that tefillin is a nice thing to do and to wear. But until a person doesn't bake it into himself, where he can't get up in the morning and not put on tefillin, it's something that he may or may not do. There'll be a hefsek to it. There might be a hefsek to it. The thing that has a metzias nitzchias to it is something that crossed das. Das is the nekuda that kilu. It's where the seichel welds to the guf, lave, whatever you want to call it. That's the nekuda of das. And only those things, only when it hits there, does it have that kiyum. It's ki'ilu de mokrim where tachtonim amakabu del yoyim. It's where the guf is anticipating and waiting for it, and the seichel is explaining and telling it, or giving it what it should do. On Shabbos it says, ledas ki ani Hashem mekadishkem. To Gemara, and Gemara says, beitza that, eresim atana tevel haver chayv leidiyei, shenema ledas ki ani Hashem mekadishkem. Shabbos is the day of Das, and it says that Kachdorf was Medea to Pai, told Moshe Rabbeinu to be Medea to Pai Yisrael, the Schar of Shabbos, because that Shabbos is the pin of Das. Because Shabbos has this Mahalach, it's at the mitzvah, that the Mekabel is making himself cooler as a Mekabel, and the Mashpia is from gracious till Tchias HaMeisim, Kol HaMesham HaShabbos Askel Chosoy, it's Ki'ilu Ki'an Kol HaShabbosos, because the person is grabbing onto a vav, onto an ois emes that goes from the beginning till the end. That's why it's shayach that this should hit the das of a person. And that's why you have to be modir a person. If you're not going to modir a person about Shabbos, then you're lacking in the materials of Shabbos. It says Yaakov, the pchina of Yaakov Avinu is the pchina of das. The Zohar says that Avram was Berazah of Chochmah, and Yitzchak was Berazah of Bina, and Yaakov was Berazah of Das. And because Yaakov was Berazah of Das, that's why Yaakov Avinu is Yisrael B'Shachat Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael L'Yishakir. All the pchinas of Klal Yisrael, all the pchinas of Yisrael that are for Netzach and don't become destroyed are all shared with Yaakov. Because in the shayrus of Das, that's where you have foreverness. We have to figure these two things. Let's take down the Yonenu a little bit. The Whatever a person does in Ruchnius, a person has to understand that only things that when you're dealing with Ruchnius, only things that have a kiyum, forever, are real Ruchnius. Because if it's limited, then that's Ruchnius is not limited. Akash Baruch is not limited. So a thing that a person does that comes and goes, I'm talking about it in the length of year, not occasionally a person has a hardest group, a easy group, but those things that don't become mikvah in a person forever are lacking in that mila. It's not, Chayisam HaKadosh Baruch Hu was emes, and on emes it says, fas emes tikun la'ad, and the mila, something that's not la'ad is lacking in emes, and the mila doesn't have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasim on it. There's something about it that's on the mezuzah side. So tchunas in yonim that have that lasting power on a person are neveah from the shayrus of emes, and that has the hallmark and the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it. So that something should be nikva in a person's, that something should become emes in a person, something should have those tchunas of tikkun la'ad needs two things. It needs that it's coming back, that he's latching up to something that's emes, to Torah that's emes, and that's what he's grabbing onto. Me'idah kisa, there's a chon in the person is that I need to be mispachul to that emes, that I'm chaser, and it's something I have to hold on to for dear life. Just like a person who's sick, and very sick, and the doctor gives him a long list of instructions, he repeats it 1,000 times in his desperate hold on, because he knows he's very sick and this is what he has to do to hold on to life, and he'll do it no matter what. And he'll shtol zachtzu because he understands the need for it. The way a person builds something that lasts forever is because there's a certain shutfis. There's a shutfis, his own understanding that he needs something that's beyond him. And that whatever he'll do mitzad atzmai is limited, but if he can grab onto something that's limitless, it goes forever. And then as the hashpah v'kadosh baruch into it, he has to create the adonim, and the amudim can only fit into the adonim. The amudim become firm in the adonim. That is the partnership that works. It says on Shabbos. It says in the piece of Zayah that they have to say for Shal Shudis, until the culmination of Shabbos, it says that a person who eats Gimel Shudis, that they are manful him Nachlas Yaakov Ovid. They give him Nachlas Li Mitzorim, Shem Vachal Ticha, Nachlas Yaakov Ovicha, Nachlas Li Mitzorim. The type of Nachlas the person Zaychatu from Inyan Shabbos is a Nachlas Li Mitzorim. And that's the Nachlas Yaakov. It's the Inyan I explained. Since Shabbos is the Inyan where a person, it's connected to the Mida, it's connected to Das, it's where the person is mevatel everything of himself. The person doesn't work, which is his own ability to do and to create, and the person is metzapeh for the Hashpah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Be'etzim Shabbos. And in that mitzvah, a person can be zeich to nachal bli mitzvah. If the person has to understand, for it to be forever, it has to be coming from someplace out of him. He's showing zechtzu to a daraga beyond him, and the person has to have a place in his nefesh, in his das, to have that midah. So in the midah of Yaakov, which is the midah of das on the one hand, it's the oisvah. Says that Yaakov took the Oisvav from El Yoaz Amashkin and he put in his letter, the Oisvav can show the future Yaakov, in Shaykh Yaakov. The midah of where a person is mechaber those two yonim, that he understands that the real emes comes beyond him, which is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's past his own misogyny. He's not, what a person is doing when he's learning is not creating his own emes, but he's showing zechtzu to the emes that's bigger than him. And mitzad the person shows a vet, a mokam achana, that understands it, understands that he himself is not capable of it. And he's a kli kibul for the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that has in itself the firmness of a chiddush of matat, that's when a person is zeichet to the nachas yakov, which is the nachas yitzchak. Yeah. What?